This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes heavily bombarded an area around Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Monday as the military ordered mass evacuations from the town in the face of widening ground offensive that is pushing Palestinians to a progressively shrinking portion of the besieged territory. It was too early to make a definitive assessment of whether or not Israel was heeding U.S. calls to protect civilians in its renewed military operations in Gaza. That's according to the U.S. State Department.
In the first few days of this renewed military campaign against the south, we have seen some things that don't look like the operation as it was conducted in the north.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters that Israel's targeted evacuations were an improvement compared to telling an entire city to vacate. Israel's closest ally, the United States, has urged it to do more to safeguard civilians in the southern part of Gaza than in last month's campaign in the north. But about 900 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes since a week-long truce ended on Friday. A former career U.S. diplomat charged with secretly spying for Cuban intelligence.
A former U.S. ambassador has been charged with secretly spying for a Cuban intelligence. Manuel Rocha held top diplomatic spots in Bolivia, Argentina, and the U.S. interest section in Havana. Court papers allege Rocha was a Cuban mole, engaging in clandestine activity on Havana's behalf for more than 40 years, dating to when he first joined the State Department in 1981. Rocha faces federal charges, including acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government. He was caught after the FBI learned of his Havana ties last year and arranged undercover meetings with someone purporting to be a Cuban spy.